This weekend, the BBC World Service will end its shortwave broadcasts to North America, Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific Islands. BBC broadcasts are now carried direct on FM stations in those places. The BEB has decided it can save at least $700,000 a year by ending the shortwave transmissions. Still, the decision is distressing to many North American listeners, including, I don't mind saying, this one. Jerry Timmons heads the Americas region for the BBC's World Service and joins us from Bush House in London. Mr. Timmons, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
Are you forcing more than a million shortwave listeners in the U.S. to listen to their public radio stations?
What's happened is that a lot of people have turned to public radio to hear BBC programming, particularly BBC News programming. So nearly 2.5 million people are regularly tuning in to hear BBC programs that way. Mm-hmm. And of course, the other thing that's happened over the last 4 or 5 years is that the internet has grown phenomenally. 1.5 million people and growing are accessing the BBC via the net. So we find ourselves in a situation where far more people are coming into contact with the BBC via those methods than on shortwave.
Yeah, Mr. Timmons, I have a very vivid memory of in the early 80s being in El Salvador. And we were in guerrilla territory in El Salvador, and it was, as memory serves, 6 o'clock at night in a backwater village, and we turned on shortwave. And there was just something so uplifting about in the jungle of Salvador hearing, "This is London." People will miss that, yes?
No, I don't think they will, because in the jungles of El Salvador, you'll still be able to do that. We're not cutting our transmissions to Central or Latin America. We're not cutting them to the Caribbean, which means that people in Florida will almost certainly still be listening on shortwave. And elsewhere in the world, where people are much more dependent on shortwave as the primary means of listening to the BBC, we're investing large sums of money in either redeveloping existing sites or building new ones.
No plans to get rid of Little Bolero?
Not that I'm aware of, no. It'll still be there.
Okay. Oh, hey, Mr. Timmons?
Yeah?
If it's not too corny, could I ask you to say, "This is London"?
This is London.
Oh, my gosh. We feel uplifted already.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Mr. Timmons.
Bye.
Good luck. Jerry Timmons heads the Americas region for the BBC World Service in London.